We covered your prayer this morning as we look in the Word. We have a word for you this morning that can help us in our time and these challenging times that we live in. Amen. This ain't no playing time. Amen. This is praying time. Praise the Lord, and we thank the Lord. We just thank the Lord for His greatness. We have a word today, and it says, must know. Amen. You hear that? Must know. Our name is written there. Yeah. Praise God. This ain't no maybe so. Probably so, but we must know that our name is written in heaven. Praise God. You know, we can live on this in this world numerous of years. We can join the church, and we can sing on the choir. We can be on the usher board. Amen. We can be on the deacon board. You can be on all the boards. But none of that will do you any good if you don't know that your name is written there. At the end results, and at the end of the day, with all this toiling and all this things that taking place, we want to know that when we leave from here, everything is clear between you and God. And you got a rest in place. Amen. To be in the presence of the Lord. I said we need to know. I don't need that maybe so stuff. I need that know so salvation. Praise God. Knowing where your destiny will lie. Knowing that in this body you will be. The Bible said to be absent in this body is to be present with the Lord. Amen. If you don't have that assurance, and if you don't have that faith, and you don't know where you're going, you need another dip, praise God. You need to get it right. You need to have a little talk with Jesus. How many know that song said, a little talk with Jesus will what? Make it all right. Amen. Let's talk to him. Make sure we on the right road. Amen. Traveling on the right road. We are going to the right destination. Amen. Praise God. Amen. I tell you, I will remember the times when I used to go to the nursing home. I used to preach to several nursing homes in my younger ministry. And I remember one day I was asking a question, and it was a serious question that I was asking. I was, we was there in the nursing home, and I told the folks, I said, listen here, I'm going to ask a question. How many know that when you leave from here, you don't go to heaven? Amen. How many truly know, amen, that you got the ticket, praise God. Amen, to the glory world. How many really truly know? I said, if you know, raise your hand. I saw some put the hand up really fast. Yes. They just really knew. Then I saw some put it up halfway. And then they put it back down. Then they pull it back up. So that showed me a little doubt there. And we ain't got time to think about it. Praise God. This is a serious message this morning. We don't have time to really, amen, just trying to think, is them in or is them out? And when you're living for God, you know that you're saved. Amen. You know that you're ready for the Lord. You know that things is all right, amen, between you and God. Amen. If you know that you know the man, yes, that hand will throw up quick. Come on, somebody. Praise God. If you can't throw that hand up, if you can't really know what you have, then you know you need to come and pray. You need to come and seek God. Amen. Because we need to know. Praise God. I want you to dream about that word tonight. Know. Amen. We must know. Amen. That we have that, I like to call it that, know-so salvation. Huh? Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Because when we stand before God, we want to make sure we are part of Him and He is part of us. Praise God. Amen. We ain't got time. Come on, church. I said, we ain't got time to be unsure. Amen. Amen. We need to know who we have on hand. And if you know you got Him, He's going to lead you. He's going to guide you. He's going to walk with you. When you fall, He's going to pick you up. Amen. He's going to brush you off. Tell you to start again. Amen. He ain't going to have you just to be in wah-wah land. Praise God. So that's why we need to make sure that we know what we have. I've been in business quite a few years now, and sometimes, you know, you want to know how your business is going. Amen. You want to know if you're making progress or, amen, you're making a profit or you're losing. Praise God. And a good business owner, he takes inventory, amen, and check his stock and check his all his supplies and material, making sure that, amen, he ain't paying more out, come on, than he taking in. Come on, somebody. So I want to say the same thing with us as Christians. We need to take inventory of our lives, amen. Take inventory. Now, we can read the Bible till Jesus comes. We can shout on one feet and do the spin till Jesus comes. We can jump up for joy. Amen. But we got to live this thing. Come on, somebody. But I'm trying to say here, we need to take inventory and make sure that we got the Lord inside. Praise God. Amen. We got to make sure that He is in us and we are in Him. Praise God. Hey, amen. We got to make sure that we're holding His hand. Amen. Sometimes we might think we're holding His hand and we're holding somebody else's hand. Come on, somebody. Amen. We ain't got time, praise God, to mess up. Now, this is messing up. The devil, he's up. Amen. Hold just a moment, saints. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Yes, sir.
Ah, devil.
Amen.
Amen. When you knock on his head, he don't want folks to hear what we got to say. All right. Brother Daniels, sister, go get him back quick and tell him to come in here, please, and get this going again. But anyway, like I said, we need to know. We need to know. Amen. What we have. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. So now, this song, I love it because this song is in our hymn books here, and it got some good words about knowing. Amen. Brother Daniel, this cut off. Just restart it again. That's all. Just restore it again, brother. Praise God. Amen. That was okay. Thank the Lord. Let's turn to 87 now in hymn books. Praise God. This song go right along with my message this morning, number 87 in our hymn books. Praise ye the Lord. You got it? It said here, how many know it's a message in every song?
Oh, yeah.
Amen. And I love that. That's why I love to sing these songs, because when I sing, amen, my soul is being fed.
Oh, yeah.
Praise God. This song said, I know my name is there. Praise God. It said, my name is in the book of life.
Yes.
Oh, bless the name of Jesus. Mm. I rise above all doubts and strife and read my title clear. My name once stood with sinner loss and bore a painful record. Huh? But by his blood, the Savior cross, and place it on his robe. Hello. I'm glad to know that. I'm glad the Lord knows our name is on the roll.
Yes, Lord.
When the roll call is called, I don't want him to miss my name.
No, sir.
I want my name to be called. I have been in a class that I was taking, and before the teacher got started, the professor, he said, I'm going to call the roll. Make sure everybody is present. He began to call the roll, and I didn't hear my name called. That ain't good. Amen. And that certainly ain't going to be good when the Lord call your name and your name don't be called. Wow. So when the professor didn't call my name, I got up and I went to him. I said, hold on, you didn't call my name. He said, what is your name? I said, my name is Jerry Lennon. Amen. I don't see you on the road. Do you pay your fee? Yes, sir. Okay, well, I tell you what, we don't have you here, and the class is already full. You're going to have to resubmit. That didn't make me feel too good. Amen. And that ain't going to make you feel too good when you stand before God and the Lord said, no, you're not on the roll call. Depart from me. I never knew you. Amen. I don't want the Lord to say that to none of us. That's why I'm taking time to preach this gospel this morning. Because I want the Lord to tell all of us, well done. You at the right place at the right time. Well done, thy good and faithful servant. Come and enter into the joys of the Lord. Praise God. That's why we have to have that know-so salvation. To know that my name is there. Praise God.
Yes.
Amen. And if it ain't there, you need to get it there. I'm here to tell you in the fear of the Lord right now. Amen. As you listen to the pastor here. Amen. If you don't know Jesus, if you don't know Jesus this afternoon, you can get to know him. Only thing you got to do is acknowledge him. Come to him. He's ready and waiting. Bible said, come unto me, all ye labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Amen. How many know he is a rescuer? Praise God. Amen. When you're tired and worn out, he's there ready to help you and calm you down and relax you, praise God. Let you know if you come with me, everything going to be all right. I want to tell you, I've been with the Lord numerous of years, and I'm so glad I'm with him in these shaking times that we're living in these terrible times that we're living in these perverse times that we're living in. If I didn't know the man, I'd be messed up. I want to say to you, if you didn't know the man, amen, you will be messed up. You missed this place? Come on, somebody. Can I preach in here? I said, if you missed this heaven, you missed this place, it ain't only but one more place. And that's hell. Hell is hot. You know how that fire, sometimes you see that fire start crackling. You hear it when it's really heated. Amen. I'm not planning to go there. Because that's not a place that nobody want to go. There would be no air conditioners. There would be no fans, Sister Rush. You can't go, Brother Rush, and drink, go get a bottle of pop and just sip on it. Amen, no. Amen. You remember Lazarus? The rich man. Bible said he went to hell, the rich man.
Yes.
Amen. And he was in torment. Come on, somebody. You don't hear too many pastors preach about that. Hell. But I want to tell you, hell is real. Hell is long and hell is hot. And I ain't planning to go there. I don't like heat. Amen. Praise God. When it gets hot, I'll be trying to find a shade tree. Praise God. I've been trying to find an air conditioner to go into. Amen. I'm here to tell you that's why we need to make it right. I said, Brother Daniel, that's why we need to make it right. We need to make sure, amen, that I know the man. We need to make sure that our name is written there. Amen. And that's why it pays us, like I said earlier. Sometimes people take for granted. I got saved back in 1998. And I'm saved because I remember I got saved. I remember where it was. I remember what church it was. I remember the pastor that prayed for me. But let me tell you, that salvation sometimes can get outdated. And let us say update. Come on, somebody. We need an update. Praise God. We need to look and say, hey, man, let me make sure that I got what I thought I had. Sometimes it don't work. And you just, like I said, that maybe so stuff don't work. You got to know what you got on hand. And you got to check yourself and take inventory. And amen, check that joy level. Huh? Check that, amen, strength level. Praise God. Start looking on yourself and making sure that you are crossing, amen, somebody, every T. And come on, somebody. And make sure you are dotting every I. Come on, son. Ain't God good in here? And make sure you don't fall in God procedure. And somebody say, it don't take all of that. Amen. Oh, yes, it does. Huh? And then you got people say, I can't do all of that. Why you can't? Come on now. Amen. I say, why you can't? What did the Bible say? Greater in you. Huh? When you got that greater in you, who is that greater? Jesus Christ. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. So you got Christ here. When you got the Lord in you, he's your feet. He's your hand. He's your mind. It is him that guiding this wheel.
Yes.
Come on, somebody. It is he that's driving this vehicle. And if he's involved, you ain't got to worry about nothing. That's the problem. You're trying to drive your own vehicle. You need to let him take the wheel. Amen. Amen. When he got the wheel, he knows where to take him. See, if we get the wheel, we will always want to be on the mountaintop. We always want to, amen, be just ease and Zion. But I'm glad when the Lord take the wheel, he take us in the valley. Amen. We got to go through some things. But we want to stay on easy street. But I want to tell you, we need to learn to go on. You hear me? I said, we need to learn to go on.
Yes.
What that boulevard? Complicated boulevard. Huh? Amen. That's when you're going to get that strength. That's when God going to let you know, I'm still there with you. You may be down in the valley, but I'm still, you got to realize there's peace in the valley. There's joy in the valley. There's greatness in the valley. I will be with you. The Lord will let you know, I will be with you. I will never forsake you. I will be with you until the end of the world. So let us get it in high gear and know what we got on hand and work with it, praise God. We got all this power, and sometimes we don't even tap into the power. Praise God, all this power. We sit up there whining and complaining and crying and murmuring. Amen. Only thing you need to do is say, here it is, God. I'm in you, Lord. I'm wrapped up and tied up in you, Lord. And I need you to work a miracle. I'm tired of these wimps around here, these Christian wimps. Amen. Just fold for anything. Amen. Praise God. You just can't make it. Can't go to church. Can't do nothing but sit around and complain about what you see. But you know what I see is the greatness of the Lord. You know what I see is heaven above. Without that vision, the Bible said the people will perish. So you don't lose hope, church. Keep pressing on. Keep your head up high. Knowing if God is for you, who can be against you? Praise God. Amen. Because I want to make it. Amen. I want to make it. Praise God. I want to make it one of these days. I don't know when God going to call me home. I don't know when my day will be gone. But I want to make sure that my name is written there. Come on, somebody. I ain't got time to play with this. Praise God. I want to know. Praise you, the Lord. Amen. I want the Lord. And guess what? The Lord know his own. He know his own. Amen. He knows who's in. And he knows who's out. Praise God. We didn't book it, praise God. Thank you. Amen. I said, I know. I know my name is there. Praise God. All right, that third verse. Let's go to that third verse. It says, yet inward trouble often casts a shadow over my title, but now with full salvation bliss, praise God, it's ever clear. I want to say this. I am a notary, amen. And it, you know, you really, to pass a vehicle to another new owner, you got to have your title clear. Amen. As I said here, it can't have no clouds on it. Amen. It can't have no liens. You got a lien on a title. Amen. That means that that car really ain't the person that you trying to sell it to because of lien. You got to pay that lien off. Amen. Then when you get that lien off, then you got a clear title. Praise God. And I want to say on your title that you have for God, amen. We can't, as this verse just said, it said, yet, listen at it, inward trouble often casts a shadow over my title. We can't have no shadow over your title, huh? Come on. No liens, but now we're full salvation bliss. Amen. This is what's going to clear the title, church. This is what's going to take the lien off the title is, but now we're full salvation bliss. Yes. Amen. Then we can say, praise God. Yes. Amen. Praise God. It's ever clear.
Yes.
Now I'm clear. I can get a clear title. Now I can have ownership. Praise God. But I'm going to tell you, if your title's clouded up and got a lot of stuff on it and mess on it, you don't have a clear title, then you can't go to heaven. Well, amen. Let us say, let's clear it up. Let's clean it up. Praise God. No liens, the Lord will accept. Praise God. Amen. Then it said, while others climb through worldly strife to carve a name of honor high up in heaven's book of life, my name, my name, is written there. Praise God. Amen. You see how important it is, church, that our name is be written there. You need to know who you serve. Amen. You need to know, amen, what he require of thee. I don't think you can live raggedy lives and have your name written there. I don't think you can cuss somebody out, tell them a piece of your mind, lay your religion down. You say, I'm going to lay it down. Amen. After I tell you all, then I'm going to go back over here and pick it up. Amen. I want to tell you, if you got that kind of pick up and lay down religion, your religion is in vain. Amen. Praise God. Hey, God don't work that way. How many know he ain't no play toy? Got to be real and genuine. Praise you, the Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord. Amen. Let's turn now. I'm going to show you over here what the word said. Let's turn over here to Philippians. Philippians. Amen. Philippians. Praise you, the Lord. The second chapter. The second chapter. Praise God. Oh, just a moment here.
You know what? I'm over here in Peter, and I believe this through hand and work of the Lord, because this is a good scripture that I can read that will go along right with the message. Amen. This is 1 Peter. I turn over here to the 5th chapter. And in order to, amen, be a candidate for heaven, this is what we must do. Let's read that 5th verse there. The 8th verse. It said, be sober. Be vigilant. Because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walking about seeking whom he may devour. I want to tell you, his job is not to be your friend. Sometimes we try to make friend with the devil. I'm here to tell you, he's not your friend. He wants to devour you. He wants to destroy you. He wants to hinder you. Come on, somebody. Amen. And he walking about, the Bible said. He going to your address. He know where you live. Amen. He going to your house. Praise God. Sometimes people try to run from the devil and go hide in the woods. He know where your location. How many know you can't hide from the devil? And guess what? And you certainly can't hide from God. He got an overseer now. He up low. He up high and he look low. And he see us. Amen. Every place we go. Praise God. Now they got this GPS stuff going on, this tracking system. That's nothing compared to the Lord. See, that stuff will go broke. It'll break sometime. Don't be accurate, praise you the Lord. I remember when I was driving a school bus, amen, they got a tracking system on the school bus, amen. And then when I got back to the lot with my school bus, the office manager called me in. He said, Mr. Lenham, he said, I saw you tracking. You got off your route this morning. I said, what you talking about? He said, you got off your route. He said, your tracking said you was over here on another avenue. I said, no, sir. No, sir. I did not go over on that other avenue. Well, look at here. He showed me all. I said, I see that, but that's not accurate. See, so anything man-made will... Hello. But God made it
perfect and accurate.
Amen. When the Lord said, I saw you just going out of that that prostitute house. I saw you right there on the corner smoking some weed.
No, God, you didn't see me.
And before I went to that corner, I smelled the wood.
No, God.
Amen. So I know what you were doing.
It ain't so.
Amen. You know, the court say you got to have evidence. You got to see it. You got to take a picture. But then God, he see it. He ain't got to have no evidence. He know what you're doing. He know your hiding place. He know if you, amen, doing like you should do. That's why we preach that we have to have that know-so salvation. Amen. Praise God. You got a lot of phony people out here going to church and then leave church and do anything they want to do. And I'm telling you, there's a difference between Christians and unchristians.
Yes, sir.
Save and a sinner. What's the difference? A Christian, he and she is Christ-like. And they serve the Lord. A sinner sins. That's why they call him a sinner. You got people asking questions, what is sin? Sin is all unrighteousness. Anything that unright is sin. There's a scripture there in James said, when you know to do good and do it not, it is a sin. So we don't want to sin. The Lord can help us, like I say. Some people say, I got to sin more or less every day. No, you don't. It's God in you that walks with you, that talk with you and hold your hand. And it's him that can help you. You can't do it on your own. You're right. You can't do it on your own, but it takes God to help you. Amen. To live a sinless life. Yes. Not saying that you going to do everything perfect. Not saying that you ain't going to make no mistake. And God knows that. But we talking about committed. When God tell you in his word through the gospel, he tell you how to live right and tell you what turns to make. All right turns and no left turn. So you think he going to tell you through his word, the gospel, and ain't going to give you grace and strength to live what he tell you to do? Come on. You'll be an unwise God. Amen. That's why the Bible tell you in his word, be ye therefore perfect as your heavenly Father, which in heaven is perfect. And he also told you, when I shall appear, you yes. shall be like me.
Yes.
Huh? Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. We want to be like him, for we shall see him as he is. How is he? How is he, Pastor?
Yes.
He's holy.
Holy.
He's righteous. He's glorious. He's mighty. He's incredible. He's full of joy. Hey, God, good. And we get wrapped up and tied up in him, then we'll be the same. Hello in there. All right, somebody get that scripture from Philippians 2nd chapter. And read verses 12 and 13. Yeah.
Not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence.
Yes.
Work out your own salvation.
That's what I want right there.
With fear and trembling.
Hold on right there, brother. Amen. In order to know that your name is written in heaven, we got to work out our own salvation. You got to deal with you. Sometimes we're so involved with other folks and other folks' problems and troubles and things and trying to straighten somebody else out to their salvation. But we need, amen, if our name gonna be written in heaven, we need to work out our own. Isn't that what it said? Work out our own salvation.
Yeah.
We'll fear and trembling. So you really, you know what I mean? You just working out with fear, just trying to make sure you just doing everything just right. You just trembling, amen. So because you don't want to do no error. You don't want to, amen, be falling out of race. So you doing it with fear and trembling. Come on, somebody. But we living in a time, folks doing it carelessly. Praise God. Just say, ain't we even worrying about it. I'll be all right. No, you won't be all right if you ain't wrapped up and tied up in the word of the Lord. Read on. It said, start back where it say fear and trembling, brother cares.
But now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling.
And that's what Paul is saying. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling.
For it is God who works in you both to will and to do.
That's right.
Do all things without murmuring and disputing.
Come on.
That you may become blameless and harmless, children of God, without fault, in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation.
You better say it.
Among whom you shine as lights in the world.
Yeah.
Hold it fast, the word of life.
Yes.
That I may rejoice in the day of Christ. Yes, and if I am being poured out as a drink offering on the sacrifice and service of your faith, I am glad.
That's good right there, brother. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Praise God. Thank you very much. This is how you, Brother Paul is bringing out here, this is how you behave yourself as becoming saints.
Yes.
We, certain things we must do as Christians. If we're going to keep this salvation or stay saved, amen, we got to work on it. Amen. Not just on Sunday. Sometimes I look around, we all looking Paris, good, looking good, and looking everything, just looking all right. But then on Monday, where are you? Come on, somebody. Amen. Where's Tuesday? Come on. Amen. Praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. Amen. Wednesday. Oh, man. You. Is this him? I just saw him walking out this store they don't supposed to be involved in. Amen. Can we call it the liquor store? Oh, no. Not no Christian. Come on, somebody. Amen. This thing got to be lived 24 hours and 7 days a week. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. That's why we have to work on it with fear and trembling. Amen. My beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in the present only, but now much more in my absence. Praise God. It's easy to do things in the presence of Christian people and in the presence of the Lord, but we got to learn to do it in the absence. Amen. You got to work out your own. I didn't elaborate on own. Own means your salvation. Praise God. Your own salvation. Amen. Sometimes people's full time is working on somebody else's salvation. Come on, can I preach in here? Amen. Trying to, get that person straight. But concentrate on you. Because when at the end of the day, when you stand before God, he ain't going to ask you about Brother John's salvation. Amen. You done straighten him out. You got him looking holy and sanctified. But then you look like ravering wolves. You didn't take care of yourself. You out of the gate. So concentrate on you. Hello, ain't that right? Amen. Come on, somebody. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Thank you, Jesus. Let us all say thank you, Jesus, for working the work on me. Amen. I know I'm a full-time job. Praise God. And I don't mind, because I want you to keep me in the straight and narrow. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Keep on working on me, Lord. Amen. Move and fix things and block things. Anything that you need to take away, Lord, take it away. Because I want to, when I leave from here, I want to have a resting place. When I leave from here, I want to be with you, Lord. I know if I live a raggedy life, if I live unholy, if I'm not walking the walk, if I ain't talking the talk, if I ain't living a holy life, the Bible says, only but the pure heart shall see God. Praise God. I want to see you one day, Lord. So my heart got to be pure, Lord. So I'm going to go right on. I'm not going to let nothing separate me from the love of the Lord. Amen. I'm not going to let nothing stop me. Amen. Because I'm going to walk the walk of faith. I'm going to go right on. I mean to go right on until the crown is won. I mean to fight the fight of faith until life on earth is done. Amen. What did it say here? Amen. Let's go over here to 223. I mean, the devil trying to steal my thoughts. But devil, I'm going to put a knot on your head and dare it to rise. You might as well move on out of the way because I'm going to go on anyhow. Ain't God good? How many know if God is for you, who can be against you? Praise God. I said I mean to go. Praise God. I believe I'm a pretty nice fellow. Praise God. But I said I mean to go right on until the crown is won. I mean to fight the fight of faith until life on earth is done. I will never. Do we have that determination, church? I never more turn back. Defeat I shall not know. For God will give me the victory. Do you want victory? You got to keep going on. Ain't God good? You can't stop. You ain't got time to look around, but you got to keep going on. And ain't God good? Should opposition come? Yes, it gonna come. Should foe have struck my way? Should persecution and fire be lit as in the ancient day? With Jesus, come on, this what matters. With Jesus by my side, his peace within my soul. No matter if the battle is hot, I mean to win the gold. Praise God. How many know, church, we are winners. We on the winning team. We have the winning ticket. Praise God. Ain't God good? Keep it in your hand. Ain't God good? So you'll know you got it. Praise God. I remember a time or two. I was at the airport. I knew I had my ticket. I knew I was supposed to get on that flight. But I couldn't find my ticket. I'm looking in this pocket. I'm looking in the left pocket, the right pocket, the front pocket, and all pockets. And couldn't find my ticket. Praise God. I mean, no, if you can't find your ticket, you can't ride on that plane. But I'm here to tell you, church, that's why we need to have it in our hands. We need to know, hey, God, I got my ticket here. I can get on board. Praise God. So it's so vital and it's so important.
Yes.
That we got it in our hands.
Yes.
We know we got it. We know we can ride.
Yes.
Praise God. Amen. Ain't God good? Praise God.
Oh,
yeah. I will not. I shall not let nothing deter me from my journey. Praise God. I said I will not let nothing stop me. Amen. The devil, he don't want nobody to make it. The devil try to put his feet out and try to trip you. The devil try to, amen, push you down the cliff. The devil try to confuse you. The devil try to blind you. The devil try to hurt you. The devil try to do everything. But only thing the devil cannot do, he can't do nothing unless my God. I say the devil can't do nothing unless my God allow him to do it. Ain't God good? God is our protector.
Yep.
He's our protection. He would take care of his own.
Yes.
I've been saved since I was 16. Now I'm 61. I mean 66. 66. And I'm here to tell you, he's been taking care of me. Actually, before I was 16, from the time I was born, he'd been taking care of me. But I'm just saying, since I've been saved, amen, at 16, he'd been taking care of me all those years. I had trouble. I had problem. I failed sometime. I got up. He brushed me off. I started again. I made mistakes. Amen. He didn't just kick me to the curb. You made a mistake, get on out of here. He was right there to help me to, amen, to be renewed and help me to keep moving on. When you make a mistake or you do something, don't throw the towel in. Huh? Just say, Lord, give me more strength. I fail over there, but Lord, don't let me fall no more. Hold me up, Lord. Hold me up, Lord. See, the devil wants you to feel when you make a mistake, just quit and give up. How many know, Pastor? How many know a quitter would never win? Huh? Amen. A quitter would never win and a winner would never quit. How many know we on the winning time? We on the winning team. Praise God. Got one more last scripture here we're going to read to you. I believe I done set that foundation pretty good where you will realize, amen, I will not allow nothing here to hinder me, and I must know the man. Amen. Praise God. Praise ye the Lord. I remember, I'm going to say this, I ain't calling no name, but I remember this sister that approached me and these other brethren were with me, and they These Christians, they was out of town. And we was coming out this store. And this sister saw me. She said, "Hey, Brother Jerry, how you doing?" I said, "Fine." And so then there was another two gentlemen walking with me. And they was kind of like calm and, you know, probably a little tired or whatever. But that sister, you know, she had a, seemed to have, was very spiritual and had a lot of inspiration in her. So she saw them two men that was walking with me. And when they, when she shook their hand, she asked, she said, "Do you know the man? Do you know the man?" So they kind of perked up when she said that. But sometimes people look at your the way you look and the way you carry yourself. See, we want to be attractive to the world, and we want to show Christ, and we want to show inspiration. We want to show liveliness. We don't be want to walk around with our head hung down and amen and act like we wearied and all this and all trouble. Come on, somebody. People look at your life and they feed from how you do. And we got to represent who? Jesus Christ. We don't want to only want to be able to say my name is there, but we want their name to be there too. So let's show them some inspiration. Let's be excited about God. Let's show this way attractive. That's why folks say, if I got to act like that or look like that, I don't want to have nothing to do with them people. No, we don't want that. We want to say, "Oh man, boy, every time I see Brother Leonard, he's always excited. Every time I see Brother Leonard, he's always smiling and witnessing about Jesus."
Yes.
Not trying to put myself on a pinnacle, but I'm just making an example. But I am. I'm always a person that, amen, you never see me, I head down and I'm open and grumbling. I don't care if I first get up in the morning. You know how some people say, when I get up, I'm a little grumpy in the morning time. Come on. But you need to be a little happier in the morning time. Amen. I got joy when I go to bed and I wake up with joy. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. Hello, somebody. All right, let's get my next scripture over here. First John. Amen. The fifth chapter. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. You're so good. 1 John 5. And let's go to that ninth verse. That ninth verse.
If we receive the witness of men.
All right. It said.
The witness of God is greater.
Hold on. I want to make sure that's it, sister. Is that 5? Huh? Hold just a moment. I think I made a little mistake. Sister, go over here to the fourth chapter. The fourth chapter, sister, in the ninth verse through the 12th. That's the verse I want. Thank you. And this was manifested. All right, amen. Now this is the roadmap to the glory world. This is the way we conduct ourselves. So when we leave from here, amen, we'll have our name written in heaven. And amen, the Bible said, "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it was not so, I would have told you. I'm going to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I'll come again and I will receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also." So we don't want to miss this place. We don't want to miss this place. So we want to be able to have our name on the road, so when we leave from here, we'll be able to go back to the Father's house. Amen. But there are certain things we shall do. And what did that say now, sister?
In this was manifested in the love of God.
All right. It said, "And this was manifested in the love of God
towards us.
Thank the Lord, because God sent his only begotten Son
unto the world
All right, we got to live it, church. We got to live through him so we can have our name written in glory. Read on.
Herein is love.
All right, that's where it starts. Herein is love.
Not that we love God.
Not that we love God.
But that he loved us.
But that he loved us.
Thank the
Lord for his son, Jesus Christ, that was sent for us. Beloved,
if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another.
Okay, come on, somebody. Can we say that again, Sister Benita?
Beloved,
if God so loved us,
we ought also to love one another.
Now, that's just common sense. If God loved us, then we should love others. But you don't see much of that today. Amen. Folks don't love others. A lot of folks hate others. Hate is in our land. Hate is in our countries. Hate is in some congregations. Hate is everywhere you look around. But we need love. I said love. Love the Lord thy God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Praise God. Praise God. Read on now. Say it again.
No man has seen God at any time.
No man seen God at any time.
If we love one another.
If we love one another.
God dwelleth in us.
Uh-oh. Now, hold on now. If we love one another, God is what? Dwelling in us. So if you're doing the opposite, if you don't love one another, then the love of God ain't in you. I don't care how much you shout. I don't care how much you preach. I don't care how much you testify. I don't care how much you jump. I don't care how much you run. Amen. If you ain't got love, you need to sit down and get acquainted with God. Read on.
And his love is perfected in us.
He dwell in him.
And he in us.
And he in us. And he have given us of his spirit. Praise God.
We have seen and testified. That the Father sent the Son to be the Savior.
God sent his Son to be the Savior.
Of the world.
Thank you. That's good right there. That's good enough.
Amen.
What I want to elaborate on is the way that a saint of God should live. And the way is, the first word is love. That's what salvation is. If you don't love, you won't be a child of God. Because the Bible said, for God, he had to love us. To teach us how we should love. For God so loved the world that he gave his son. He didn't charge us anything. Amen. We didn't have to pay nothing for this big son coming. You know, when you get something that big and powerful, most times you have to pay for stuff. But see, the way God did it, he didn't charge us. And he didn't only send his son. His son suffered and bled and died on Calvary's cross. Huh? And then rose on the third day.
Yes.
With all power in his hand. Huh? That lets you know you might look like you're taking advantage of me. I might stay there on the cross and take it. I know the Lord was kind of shaking his head like this. You ain't doing nothing. Because I'm going to get up. I'm going to rise. You may take me down this cross and put me in a tomb. And put a rock over this tomb. But that stone going to roll away. You know, they didn't only put a rock, but they sealed it up. All that seal just popped the loose. Look at God. Power! Amen! Praise God. And I thank God for the song we sing in here, Lord. Send that power. I love that song because we all need that power. We got to have the power to live right. We got to have the power to walk right. We got to have power to get along with our friends and family and our enemies.
Yes.
Amen. It takes the power of God for that to happen. It just don't just appear, but it's something we got to work. We got to ask God, Lord, give me power. Give me strength. Help me to love people that don't even love me. I ain't going to say that ain't hard. People treat you like a dog and you still got to love them. Amen. But God can help us.
Yes,
Because the Lord loved us. And everybody won't just all nice and kind. But he loved the whole world. Amen. Read on, sister. Did you get finished? I believe you did get finished. But that's good, sister. Thank you. God bless you. Have a smile, everyone. And I hope and pray that you be ready when Jesus comes. I hope you be ready. Amen. And to know that your name is written there. Amen. Don't take for granted. Sometimes you can take for granted. Oh, I know they got my name because I applied. I know my name is on the roll. No, you need to go ahead of the time of examination and check and say, is my name on the roster? Because that's embarrassing. Everybody's name is called and your name haven't been called. So they're going to be really embarrassed when you miss this place. That's why you got to inquire with the Lord. Lord, if I'm walking a holy life, Lord, if I'm doing everything you tell me to do, Lord, if I'm being obedient and following you in your will, then I'm making some U-turns, detours. I ain't going there. Oh boy, this looks pretty good over here. Let me handle this right here right now. I know I'm doing wrong, Lord, but I'm going to handle this. It ain't going to take long. Forgive me, Lord. Then you're back. See, God ain't got time to play. Do what is right. Bible said, when you know to do good, do it not. It is a what? Sin. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you.